The investigation committee said in a statement Wednesday that the newly discovered mass grave is likely to contain the bodies of dozens of missing persons who were killed and buried either during or after the June 3, 2019 massacre, in which the security forces shot and killed protesters in front of army headquarters in Khartoum during the Sudanese Revolution. The military ousted President Omar al-Bashir from power in April 2019. The statement did not identify the exact location of the mass grave or specify the number of the remains found at the site, but said the government has dispatched security personnel to guard the perimeter of the area as the committee completes its investigation. The committee has vowed to carry out all that is necessary to complete the exhumation and autopsies of the remains and says it will continue to investigate missing individuals in a transparent manner based on facts. Fadia Khalaf, a co-founder of the local rights group Missing Initiative, describes the discovery of the mass grave as a good step toward achieving justice in Sudan. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus via messaging application from Khartoum, Khalaf says her group believes the mass grave could clear up questions for the families of hundreds of missing Sudanese during the June 3rd attack on unarmed civilians.
I believe there will be around 100 or 200 people who were killed and buried. I also believe they could be buried last year after June 3rd incident. This could be around July, could be around August, after, or maybe at the same day.
Khalaf says the Missing Initiative will be working hand in hand with the investigation committee and it's carrying out its mandate in accordance with the law. She says they have collected dozens of DNA samples from families who have reported to their office and hope to match some of the samples with DNA tests taken from the mass grave.
To start digging the graves and to take all these bodies to the morgues and to start preparing samples of DNA of these bodies to match it with the DNA test results of the families who reported to have missing people.
Khalaf says the Missing Initiative office in Khartoum has documented reports from more than 20 Sudanese families who have not seen their loved ones since the June 3rd incident.
The committee has their own statistics, but they were based on ours. And we have our own statistics. We have around 24 report for now. Like, families are still coming to report.
The Human Rights Watch has reported that at least 120 people were killed and hundreds of others went missing during and after the June 3rd, 2019 massacre. The National Investigation Committee, which was established a year ago, has yet to present its findings on the June 3rd incident. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.